Mayor Lucas Monday on another great Monday, getting closer to voting as well, Mayor, as I read that we have a new Missouri law on voter IDs. Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, well, this is another, I think, threatening law coming from the Missouri legislature that has an interest in not seeing people vote at a time when more people are trying to say, how can we get our voices out? You've got Jefferson City politicians, outstate rural politicians that are trying to keep people in Kansas City from voting, disproportionately black populations, disproportionately the elderly. It is shameful, but yes, it is adding more photo identification requirements to voting in Missouri. It's requiring more people to actually have to take out provisional ballots probably in the future, and it's going to continue to try to deter people from voting. I think what they have seen over time is that when folks get to show up, have their voices heard, interesting things happen. That was what you saw in Kansas just a few weeks ago with the choice vote. But I think what they are trying to do is say, well, if we can make sure that the votes, that everybody can't get out to vote, that some are deterred, that some are scared, some are wondering what they need to take, then their side might keep winning. It's unfortunate. It's frustrating. But that won't stop us. We'll keep getting people registered, getting people signed up to vote, making sure they get out there. And more than anything, I don't care what you think at the end. You can vote ways I like, vote ways I don't like. I want everybody in my community to make sure their voice is heard.
That's the only way you can make change. Everybody complains about what's going on. The only way you can make your voice heard is to go vote for the person that you think has your beliefs.
That's right. That's right. And I think we will be doing that. You'll see between now and November a big ramp up on a lot of the issues, not only in Missouri, in Kansas, do we have important races, you know, in Kansas, the governor's race, United States Senate in Missouri, but there are a lot of issues on the ballot, ranging from marijuana to, I think, this police funding question is really trying to strip power from Kansas City. There's a lot going on, an affordable housing bond in the city. So, you know, we'll make sure we get people informed and hope everybody comes out.
Tell me more about the Climate Protection and Resiliency Plan that just passed, Mayor.
So that is an effort from us. And, you know, I think it's something special. I didn't grow up necessarily learning about all of the challenges to our climate, but Lord knows you can see it. You know, there are people that call us every time that it rains and they say, how does all the floodwater get backed up on Brush Creek right before you get to Prospect so quickly? Why do we see flooding on Southwest Trafficway? The easy reason for it is because we don't have long-term sustainable infrastructure. Part of that relates to how can we build better green infrastructure long term. Another part of it means our changing climate. So this is a commitment by the city to try to use more electric vehicles. It's a commitment by the city to make sure that we're doing more things like composting. I'm going to warn all y'all, most of your trash, a disproportionate amount of our trash is actually food-related waste. We even figured out, and it's early in the morning, so I won't go too far into details, how we could use at a water treatment plant human waste to help generate power for us and be reused for other uses. I mean, that is the sort of thing we're trying to do. It saves us money. It helps build jobs. It helps build our city for the long term. And hopefully, it keeps our world safer and cleaner for the next 100 years and beyond.
When will we start seeing that those changes and when this plan going
to You know, back? We had a groundbreaking for the waste regeneration plant at our water department a little while back. You'll start to see other changes coming soon. Electric vehicles are a big part of it. I was visiting with the union workers that drive our city buses because they want to make sure they are part of any types of changes in vehicle fleet, but they're driving them still. And so all those changes are actually happening right now. It's just us, I think, solidifying the fact that we stand for a strong environment, and that helps people in every part of our community. So I'm glad that we could get folks moving in the right direction.
All right, Mayor, before I let you go, I got to ask you, every weekend, it seems like you're always moving around, visiting places, visiting things. I saw that you did a walk on the West Side. I seen you at Worlds of Fun. You just love being around the city, just making sure everybody's in tune, and you're in tune to what's going on in the city as well, Mayor.
There is no reason to be the mayor if you're not getting out and about with the people. My favorite part of the job is actually being around people. I learn from people, the people, right? I'm talking to teachers and firefighters and folks who don't work for the city and everybody all around. And by the way, it's not always positive, right? But it's real. And I think that's how you can make positive changes. If you're listening to people, if you're learning, if you're figuring out how we can solve some of the problems in Kansas City that we've had for too long. Like, for example, fixing up all these roads. We are getting to y'all's streets. I know we've done a lot this summer. We know we have more to do.
That is real, Mayor Q. Make sure y'all follow him on Twitter as well. Lots of great content on there, including him visiting Good Morning America last week as he's part of the Mayors Against Illegal Guns. Make sure you check all of that out. Follow Mayor Q, man. Always doing good for the city.
Hey, I appreciate you, brother. Thank you for letting us be on Mayor Lucas Mondays. Everybody stay safe out there. Hit us up next week.
Look forward to talking to you again next week. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.